This is Monocle on Design Extra. It's a short show to accompany our weekly programme where we discuss everything from architecture and craft to furniture and fashion. I'm Maylie Evans. Finland is the most forested country in Europe, with more than 75% of the nation's land area covered in trees. Therefore, timber performs a key role in Finland's economy, particularly when it comes to exports. To discuss how homegrown timber has shaped Finland's creativity and furniture making, let's hear from Monocle's Helsinki correspondent Petri Bertsov in conversation with our design editor, Nick Minis.
Let's start with the background. We are a forest country. I grew up in a house, but it was surrounded by a forest.
A house made of timber?
Actually, not. No, but full of timber furniture. Made of bricks. I'm a...
How disappointing. Okay. Sorry.
I'm avant-garde. Anyways, so Finland's sort of economic miracle happened after the Second World War. It's all because of the forest and exporting of timber. So it just like psychologically for us, we live and breathe timber. And that's when we come to design. Some of our most famous furniture from Artek, it's all wooden furniture. And then what's nice is that some of the new up-and-coming design companies, they have found new innovative ways of using timber as well.
So before we jump into that, let's talk a little bit about Artek and its role in, would you say, putting Finnish furniture on the map. How significant is this company to Finns and people's understanding of Finland's design scene?
It wasn't the first company that made wooden furniture in Finland, but it was the first one pretty much that started exporting them. And I think psychologically for Finnish designers who work with timber, very crucial role, showing that it can be done, that the world can be interested and world wants to buy our wooden product. I think even if you look at the modern makers, they still look up to Artek. And Artek is still a key player. They sell a lot and they come up with new products.
100%. I know one of those makers, Varni, actually sells its wares in an Artek shop. So there is a culture or an ecosystem of support that is shared amongst these businesses. Is that a fair assumption?
Yeah, that's a fair assumption. Some of them even work in towns together and like physically very close to one another. There's a lot of cooperation going on there.
Let's jump to some newer brands. So when you think of Artek, you might think of their stools and their bent plywood. But I know Woodio is a company that you wrote about for us, an innovator that's completely shaking up how timber might be used in Finland. Tell me a little bit about them and how they're rethinking timber and timber as something that's in our homes.
Yeah, so what they're doing is they're using byproducts of cellulose and these wood chips, and they have some kind of a agent that they can use to keep it all together, and they make kitchen sinks and even bathtubs fully sustainable, fully made of wood, but still they don't leak, water stays in. They're quite stylish, I have to say. It was nice. I went to their factory to see how they're all made. It's quite a clean factory, I have to say, since they don't have to actually work with the wood. It comes to them already as chips, but basically enabling new ways of also using stuff that was discarded before, because these kinds of byproducts were discarded, and now this company is using them to make wooden products.
What does the future of Finnish timber look like? If we're going to look into a crystal ball, I've got brands like Artek still going strong, still with their bent plywood. Then you've got Woodio, who are essentially using timber waste to make new products. Is this still going to be a significant part of Finland's economy and design industry? I'm just looking at a stat here from your report, but more than 70% of Finnish timber is now used in buildings. Is the furniture industry also going to be playing a big part in its usage?
I feel that it is, and I feel that it might actually go up with demands for sustainability. They're not going anywhere. They're just going to go up, essentially. And wood as a material to replace something like porcelain, wood is doing, and we're seeing even beyond just sort of furniture design, we're seeing in the fashion world as well. You can now make clothing fiber out of wood and all these innovative new ways. I think that's one thing. And then just making good quality old school wooden furniture as well. What's more sustainable than that?
Petri Bertsov in conversation with Monocle's design editor, Nick Minis. That's all for this week. If you're eager for more design stories, then listen to our full-length programme, Monocle on Design, airing on Tuesdays at 8 p.m. London time. Or if you prefer print, you can pick up a copy of Monocle magazine. It's on all good newsstands now. Today's episode was produced by me, Maylie Evans. Thank you for listening.